before humankind set foot on Mars, the planet captured our imaginations. The Romans named it after their god of war, which is about as big a compliment as they could have paid it. Reams of literature pondered what the planet might be like. The Mariner 4 probe slightly spoiled our fun by actually giving us a look at it. But it didn't deter us from wondering who might live there. We may laugh at the apparent naivety of some of those visions. Sentient clouds, copper-skinned telepaths. But they testify to our fascination with a planet that, to us, once represented everything other.
Oh, I was watching a bit of this the other day. When did she make it?
A few years ago.
I like her style.
Oh, yeah, she's very relaxed.
She makes it sound really interesting.
Yeah, but Mars is really interesting. This place, not so much. Slightly more of a challenge.
You think we could get her to wear something a bit more revealing for ours? Maybe show a bit of shoulder?
We could subtly suggest it.
Here, I got you a coffee.
Oh, thanks. Are you just having hot water?
No, I've got something to put in it.
What the hell's that?
Ash tea.
And that's tea made out of ashes, is it?
Tea made from the ashes of the Borogella tree of Paramore. I worked on the campaign for it last year. We did a simultaneous launch on 5 of the hub worlds. 250K marketing push. Didn't you hear about it?
No.
Oh. Well, yeah, I'm not sure you were exactly their demographic. Anyway, they gave me tons of the stuff.
Are they paying you to drink it?
No, I like it. When's the professor getting here?
She's not on board yet. Maybe we should kick around some ideas first. Make sure we're on the same page.
Sure.
Good. I think the first question we need to ask ourselves is, what kind of planet are we?
A wet one?
Perhaps I didn't phrase that well enough. What sort of planet do we want to be?
A drier one.
I'm obviously not getting my point across. As our budget won't stretch to extensive terraforming, how do we want to project the planet in its present form?
Oh, I get you.
So let's say you're the customer. You say you don't like the planet because it's wet, so I'm not going to sell it to you as wet. I'm going to sell it to you as...
good for water sports.
Okay, that's valid. But I think we should also be playing up the mystery of the sea. They really want us to push the historical sites, place of discovery, etc. That gives us two markets to aim at, the heritage tourists and people who just want a luxury cruise.
A luxury cruise? They expect us to promote this ship as a luxury liner?
Oh, it's not going to be this ship. They're going to re-tender the route. I'm not sure what kind of ship they'll be running, but it'll be better than this.
Anything would be better than this piece of...
What was that?
That's the whistle. It's to tell us we're supposed to be on board by now.
Well, how are we supposed to work that out from a whistle?
It's traditional.
It's stupid. Why do they want you to go on this boat anyway?
I told you, Peter. They're setting up a new heritage tour and they want to film me going round it and talking about the places.
I mean, why you? Why not somebody else?
Because they asked me and we need the money.
I bet it's slow.
It's not as slow as it looks. It's a retro design, but it's actually got ion jet propulsion engines under there. It says so in the brochure.
But what's the point when you can do an orbit hop and get there in a few hours?
The journey's the point. You get to see it all. You're not all cooped up like you are on spaceships. Look, look, the sky, fresh air.
I'm bored already.
You were the one who was complaining about moving around all the time. We can just relax a bit. There'll be other boys for you to play with.
Where? I can't see any other boys.
Well, they're probably in their cabins. Look, 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 there's a family over there. Hello! Ah. I'm sure you'll have fun. Eventually. Oh, P-42, this is us. This is all right, isn't it?
Suppose.
You've got your own room through there. Why don't you look at what there is to do? I think the media screen has an events channel.
Where are you going?
To go and meet the people who are paying for all this. It won't be long.
That's what you always say.
How about a celebrity endorsement? Has anyone famous come from here?
Good idea. System, has anyone famous ever come from this planet?
Define fame parameters.
I don't know. Say a 40% recognition factor over 3 years?
Processing. No.
Oh, does anyone famous live here?
17 individuals matching your parameters utilise the planet Maximateris as a tax haven.
Maybe the council could threaten to take away their tax break unless they do an ad for us. Yes?
It's Professor Summerfield.
Oh, Professor! Just a second. Take your feet off the desk and tuck your shirt in. Hello.
Hi.
I'm Kerry Lyle. This is Tate Booker.
Bernie Summerfield.
Please, sit down. Coffee?
Tea, if you've got it.
How would you like to try a new and refreshing blend of tea distilled from the sacred branches of the Burra
Gela tree? Just get her some actual tea.
Milk, no sweet, please. Just a quick visit. I promised my son I wouldn't be too long.
Ah, we might be able to use your input then. We were wondering how we could pitch ourselves at families.
Well, we're not exactly a typical family.
Well, what is these days?
Not us, that's for sure. So, what's our itinerary?
We're arriving at the first site in 2 days. We've got a 17-hour day here.
Don't remind me, I hate planets with short days.
You'll get used to them. We have.
So you're not from around here either?
No. The Planetary Council brought us in specially. The new owners are making a major effort to regenerate it.
New owners? I thought Interplanetary Mining Corporation owned this place.
It was an IMC planet. They signed it over to one of their affiliates when it was given protected status. They very much see it as a tourist destination now.
Right. I have to say this has come at very short notice. I really haven't had any time to research the local history, but I really want this to be a rigorous piece.
Oh, that goes without saying. The council have been very willing to help. You'll have access to all the archives. We've set them up on the terminal in your cabin.
Oh, good.
We're sure you'll do a great job. Your application really leapt out at us. We're very, very excited to have you on board. The project, rather than the ship.
Thank you.
We were just watching some of that documentary you did. Our Martians, Ourselves.
Oh, that. I did that during a research term at the University of Remnia. Almost 10 years ago. I'm far more of a writer than a presenter. I understand you're happy to give me free rein with the content, though.
Oh, sure. We've told Rick what we need visually, but you're the expert as far as the historical stuff goes.
You might want to meet Rick. He's in the bar.
Oh, pop in and say hello. How about we meet up again late afternoon tomorrow, once I've made a start on my reading?
Sounds good. And we can discuss other issues. Like your wardrobe.
Right. You must be Rick.
Must I? All right, if you insist.
Sorry, you are Rick Hertz, aren't you? I gave up talking to random men in bars years ago.
Yes, I'm Rick. And you are?
Bernie Summerfield.
Oh, the archaeologist. Oh, okay. Good to meet you. Drink?
Oh, I should get you one.
My room tab's on expense is just the same as yours. What are you drinking?
Orange juice.
Half a Peeps and an orange juice, please. So you met Tweedledum and Tweedledee out there, then?
Yes. Well, they seem all right.
Yes, they do. So, where are you from? Not round here, I take it.
No, I'm from Beta Caprices.
Oh, can't tell from your accent.
I've travelled around a lot.
Me too. I used to work for IMC, a little underwater survey team. We got transferred here about 7 years ago. Somehow I ended up hanging around.
Oh, so were you the ones who alerted IMC to the historical sites here?
No.
What's funny?
We alerted IMC to the fact that they're sort all worth mining here. Historical sites had nothing to do with it.
But there was a mining operation here, wasn't there?
On land, yeah, but Maximateris is, what, 3% land? There are a couple of good seams at Terulian, but that was it. This planet's been mined out for 5 years. IMC's been trying to decide what to do with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a somewhat different perspective. But hold on. You didn't see any evidence of these sites when you were doing your survey?
No, but it's a big sea. These things get missed.
Still, it's an odd one. And there should have been a full heritage survey before the mining ever started.
IMC always cut corners with that stuff. I don't regret going freelance at all. I thought it'd be hard to leave the old team behind, but it was funny. After that job, we just sort of drifted off. It wasn't the same anymore.
Do you get much work now?
Oh, yeah. Not to blow my own trumpet, but there's a knack to getting an underwater image to block, clearly. I've filed a lot of footage for libraries, news wires.
Do you prefer it?
Hugely. It's much more creative. On surveys, they don't care about the composition just as long as you can see it. And there was never enough money to do stuff right, whereas they plough silly money into gigs like this one.
Oh, are we off?
Oh, yep. Well, here's to easy money.
Easy money.
Mum?
Mm?
Did you hear that?
Peter, what are you doing in here in the middle of the night?
I heard a splash. Outside.
Oh, that's probably nothing.
It was pretty loud. Sounded like something big.
They throw things over the side of ships all the time.
Do they?
I don't know. Probably. Look, go back to bed, Peter.
All right.
Afternoon.
How are you getting on with the archives?
I've finished them over an hour ago. They're a bit on the skimpy side. Is that really all there is?
Yeah.
So there's basically nothing at all about this planet prior to colonisation?
No, that's right. You're the first person to survey these sites. It's a massively exciting opportunity.
Yes. It's just, I don't understand how there can have been a civilization here, but nobody's ever seen any evidence of it until now.
Maybe that could be your angle. The mystery.
Maybe. But I'll have to get the footage now and put the facts together later. I'll probably need more development time.
We've got every confidence in you.
That's nice.
Yeah, you can make anywhere sound exciting. Wars and ancient curses and all that stuff.
Oh. Well, that's not me. I mean, all of that was true.
Oh, yeah, but you sort of sex it up, don't you?
No. No, I'm serious. If there's something to write about, then I write about it. But I'm a serious academic, and I want the documentary to be a serious piece.
Oh, of course, of course.
I don't want to seem ungrateful. I mean, I know you're paying me to do a job, but I've got my credentials to think about.
Yes, we fully understand that, Professor. You just do what you do. I'm sure this will all go swimmingly.
Swimmingly?
Yes. I just realised that as I said it.
Well, we could use that.
The ocean world of Maxima Dearis, shrouded in mystery. Ugh, horrid, horrid, horrid cliche. Edit. The ocean world of Maxima Dearis has remained an obscure sight for many years. Could go with decades. Or centuries, or millennia. Oh, no. Can't start making stuff up. Edit. The ocean world of Maxima Dearis has remained an obscure site in spite of having been colonised for several decades. Ugh. That's a bit unwieldy. Yes?
Professor?
Oh, hello.
Could you meet me on deck? I'll need to run a scan to check for special medical requirements.
Tell her to bring my hat.
Is that Peter?
Oh, is this your boy? Is this your mum?
Yeah.
What's he doing there? He's supposed to be... Ugh. I'll come and get him.
And what's that?
It's a blood pressure monitor. It's connected to an alarm in the helmet for if there's a risk of you getting the bends.
And what's that?
It's the resistance buffer. It helps the water in front of you to part more quickly.
Peter, I thought you were that activity group.
One of the other boys was calling me half-breed.
So, what did you do?
I left.
Right. Well, that was very bad of him. But you should have come straight back to the cabin.
I was coming back. I just stopped to talk to the man about all this. Is this what you're doing tomorrow?
Yes.
Rogue. Can I come?
No.
Why not?
I haven't got a suit your size, mate, for a start.
Oh, I'll go back to the cabin, Peter. I'll be along later.
Sorry. I hope you didn't mind me pitching in there.
No, not at all. Any assistance gratefully received. So, what did you say you needed me for?
Medical scan. Just stand still. So, what is his other half, if that's not a grossly offensive question?
Oh, Caloran. Hence the claws and the somewhat sharp teeth.
I should have guessed. Seems like a nice kid.
Does he?
Yeah, why?
We've just had some problems lately. And he doesn't like all the moving around. We've been going from place to place for the last few months. You like where we used to live?
Where's that?
Just a little planetoid, light years away. There was some trouble. It wasn't safe for me anymore.
That bad? Oh, we're done. You can sit down.
Thanks. Yes. Yes, I think it was that bad. Left his dad behind. But I'm worried about him. I'm worried about everything. Him, his dad, the future. Me, my career. I just feel ill with it all.
Blimey.
Yeah, blimey.
Well, if it's any consolation, you're in excellent physical health.
That is nice to know. Thank you. Do you want to get something to eat? Go over what we're doing tomorrow?
If you like.
I'll go and see Peter quickly and meet you down there.
What's the scope for commercial tie-ins?
Limited at the moment. It's not as if they make anything here.
Maybe they should consider it. Make a note. Incentives for companies to come here and launch traditional products.
What do you mean traditional? They haven't got any traditions.
Oh, we should think of some. Make a note of that. Brainstorm traditions.
Right.
And in terms of products, they could come up with something that feels traditional. It's been done before. Bailey's Original Irish Cream, right? It's a little known fact that it wasn't invented by the ancient Celts.
Really?
No! It was created in the mid to late 20th century.
Wow!
So what kind of product would associate well with Maxima Dearis?
Mineral water?
Just a small glass for me, please.
Are you sure?
For now. Might need another, though, just to get to sleep. Oh, I can't get used to these short days. The floor's sliding back in the middle.
Yeah, this is worth seeing. There's a glass panel, and you can see the water underneath. So as the boat moves, it churns up the water, and you can see the bioluminescence.
Bioluminescence?
Yeah. Look.
Oh, gosh, that's beautiful. Caused by...
microorganisms in the water. They're agitated by the movement and give off light. You get them on lots of planets, but not normally as bright as this.
Is that anything to do with the water?
No, the water standard H2O always has been. If anything, it's purer than the water on Earth.
Oh, it's like an underwater firework display. The vast, steadfast employer's seen this. No doubt they could rustle up some twee nonsense about the magic sea or whatever.
You sound a little bit disillusioned with our chums up there, Prof.
Yes, well, I've come to realise that they didn't hire me for exactly the reasons I thought I'd been hired. They think I go around spicing things up. I really don't. That's not what archaeology's about.
Yeah, surely it's about reading history from the material evidence as opposed to received information.
That's a neat summary.
Thank you.
If you try to sex it up, it's a bit like being a doctor saying, oh, I'm bored with all this first-do-no-harm rubbish. I fancy doing some harm today. I shouldn't have taken this contract.
Well, you don't know until you do these things.
I could have guessed. They wanted an immediate start. I didn't really know anything about the background, but I pitched for it anyway, thinking I probably wouldn't get it. The fact that I did should have been enough warning.
But you needed the money.
I needed the money. My old tutors would weep if they knew I was doing a corporate job like this.
Then don't do another one.
You're a very straightforward man.
I try.
The bioluminescent waters, which are such an attraction for visitors today... It's a bit of a fib. I'm sure they'll like them when they see them. Would also have been seen by the original inhabitants of this planet... Although from a different perspective. Though there is little trace of their civilization today, it seems overwhelmingly likely that they were marine-based. Their environment was very much akin to... And this is the bit where I don't really know what I'm talking about. Peter? I thought you'd gone to bed.
I did.
Can't sleep, though. I think I ate something manky. My stomach's killing me. What are you doing?
I took a sample of the seawater. Look!
Oh, yeah. We saw some of that earlier. It's pretty smart. What are you doing with it?
Getting the computer to analyse it. This glow is created by microorganisms in the water. I'm wondering whether they might have been a food source for whatever creatures used to live here. Like whales living on plankton.
Oh, I do feel really sick, Mum.
Oh, here. Take the Medicomp. If it's serious, we can go to the doctor. Go and sit in bed and I'll make you a hot drink.
Morning, Prof.
Morning. We ready to go?
Almost. They're adjusting our position so we're getting close.
Oh, we don't want to get too close. The diving bell might cause some damage if we're right on top of it.
Right, I know what I'm doing.
Yes. Oh, of course, sorry. It's just, you wouldn't believe some of the people I've worked with.
Oh, I probably would, actually. Right, you should get suited up. It takes a while.
Right.
How's your boy?
Not great. No? He was up with a stomach upset last night. It's quiet today, isn't it?
Probably because of what happened to that poor woman.
Poor woman?
Didn't you hear? One of the passengers disappeared. No one's seen her since the day before last. They spotted someone on the security footage chucking themselves overboard. Sad, isn't it?
Gosh. Yes, it is.
Did you get any joy from analysing that water sample?
No, in fact, the output was total gibberish. Oh. I need some more advanced software, I think. I've got some on order.
Morning.
I've had a radical idea.
Okay, let's hear it.
How do you think the council would react to rebranding the entire planet?
Rebranding?
Yes, starting with a new name.
It makes a bold statement, certainly. Did you have any suggestions?
Well, I was thinking about Professor Summerfield's documentary. How about New Mars? Everyone loves Mars.
What does this planet have to do with Mars?
I don't know, but what does New York have to do with York? They're nothing like each other.
We could name it after the Roman god of water. Computer, what's the Roman god of water called?
Volturnus.
Oh. There's already a planet Volturnus. We don't want to associate ourselves with that old dump.
Okay, if I record some context material?
Yes, how's the light in here?
It's a bit low, but it won't look harsh on the footage.
Good. Can you show me the monitor so I can check my hair?
Yeah. We can touch it up in post, though. No problem.
That'll do.
Okay. And we're on.
We're dropping down onto the seabed at the first site on the tour. This was only discovered about 4 months ago. It's not been properly surveyed yet. The only footage in circulation is quite poor quality, but it seems to be a deserted settlement. It's the first indication that there ever was a civilization here, and I'm hoping it'll give us some idea of what the original inhabitants of the world we now know as Maximideris were like. I don't like that, the world we know as, at the end. Can you take that out later?
Yeah, we can smooth over that, no trouble.
Are we there? Should I put my helmet on?
Move off the hatch. You're standing on it.
Oh, sorry.
Now, when we get out there, you'll see the two remote cameras. Ignore those. Just react to mine.
Right.
You drop down first. I'll follow.
Okay.
What can you see?
Not a lot. I need to get in closer. What's the best way to move?
Let the suit help. Treat it like low gravity. Jump forwards and don't be impatient. Slow and graceful. Even though I can be graceful down here.
Right. How am I doing?
Beautiful. You're putting the mermaids to shame.
Ha! I'm sure our employers would love it if we found mermaids down here. How far away is the site?
You should be able to see it any minute. I'm ready to get you.
I can see it. Blimey!
Right, do you want to go for another take on that reaction? Something a bit more scholarly, maybe?
No, I think that summed it up adequately. Can you see it yet?
Yeah, what do you make of it?
It's like a mountain of igloos. So bizarre. The decoration is beautiful, though. Let's go inside.
Is it safe?
I hardly think some octopoid monster is going to jump out and bite our faces off. Come on, let's go. That one on the left, maybe.
What about Atlantis?
Copyrighted. Glaxo, Rambo, Starbucks, Disney took it when they opened the real Atlantis.
Oh, have you been there? It's brilliant. Maybe they should open a franchise of it here.
Yes! Write that down.
But that's exactly the sort of thing we can't take for granted.
What do you mean?
The exterior decoration wasn't necessarily part of the original design. It could have been added generations later, or even by another civilization entirely.
What's your opinion?
I've got some ideas.
So, what do you think?
Well, I've certainly never seen anything like it. And I've seen a pretty wide array of weird stuff.
Excellent.
So what do you think it is?
Well, it does look like a settlement, and the design would suggest that it's always been submerged.
So what kind of civilization would have lived there?
I don't want to say right now. I've only had 20 minutes to look around, but we've mapped the whole place, so I should be able to do some more investigative work.
Do you want to take a look at the raw footage? It's much clearer than what you had before.
Yes, please.
Would you mind making it your priority to investigate what the original inhabitants would have looked like?
It'll be a little difficult to do that without some actual remains. That's how we usually do things.
We can make it clear that it's purely hypothetical. It's just, we really want to use an artist's impression of one as a keynote image on the publicity material. Possibly as a sort of mascot.
I'm really not sure I can give you what you're asking.
Don't worry, just wanted you to bear it in mind.
Right. I should pick my son up from his playgroup.
Hello, you. Thought you were going to go and pick up your boy.
I did, but he wanted to go off and play with some friends he's made.
All right, just asking.
One of them's the kid that called him those awful names. His mother made him apologise. She was obviously very embarrassed, but him and Peter are chummy as you like now.
Kids are fickle, eh?
Yeah. Vodka and orange, please.
Drowning your sorrows?
No, I'm drowning my frustration, irritation, regret, and a certain amount of anger.
You might need a bigger drink.
Oh, I'm not going overboard. That's in slightly bad taste, isn't it? In light of recent events.
Yeah, there you go, though. Things could be worse.
If those up there keep going on like this, who knows what I might be driven to. Though I think murder's more likely than suicide on balance.
Oh, don't let it wind you up. People always stick their oar in.
I think it might be worse than that.
How do you mean?
This has been on my mind for a while, but I did wonder if I was just being cynical.
Go on.
Nobody's ever found any trace of civilization on this planet. Then just as they're trying to launch the planet as a tourist destination, it suddenly acquires a history which people are invited to find vaguely interesting and some places for them to gawp at.
Yeah, it's certainly convenient.
And what we saw today was very well preserved. Yet sod all else appears to have survived. Most civilizations don't just build four or five things and leave it at that.
You think it all looks a bit contrived?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
They've hired me because they think I'm a Mickey Mouse academic who's happy to spin the facts. They think that if they give me a few pieces, I'll invent the history to go with them.
Could be. But if they really thought you were that dodgy, why not just level with you from the beginning? Why risk getting rumbled at this stage?
Good point. But I still think there's something funny going on.
So what do we do? Ask them point blank? Decide not to look the gift horse in the mouth? Turn the whole thing into a searing expose?
Oh, I don't know. I might have a clearer idea after I've seen the next site tomorrow. I still command some respect these days, and I'm not going to lose it over 40 pieces of silver, an all-expenses-paid trip, and a complimentary bag of weird tea.
Oh, did you get some of that too? Oh, it's disgusting, isn't it?
Oh, God, yes. Vile.
Mum, did you hear?
Yes, I heard it that time.
Should we call someone?
Yes. On, please, computer. Security, please. Morning.
Bloody hell, you look like it.
Yes?
I mean, did you sleep all right last night?
Nice piece of backpedaling.
Right.
Don't worry, I'm fully aware that I look like death. And I hardly slept at all. I was having trouble drifting off, then I heard something fall into the water just outside my cabin.
Something or someone?
We're fairly sure it was someone.
No. I heard more had gone missing.
Yes. I called security. They sent out patrols, brought back six bodies. But that still doesn't account for all the missing. I tried to get back to sleep. I think I might have managed half an hour.
Morning!
Oh, too much to hope that he chucked himself overboard. Morning!
Ready to go?
Not yet. The ship's behind schedule. They stopped for a couple of hours last night.
Yes, I heard about that. Awful, really.
Oh, I know. Could be a PR disaster.
Why would people come on a cruise to kill themselves?
There's got to be a tagline in there somewhere. An experience to die for, or some such.
You're not serious. Are you?
No, no. Just a bit of gallows humour. Sorry.
We're making good time. We should make it to the site in about half an hour.
Get an extra suit ready. I'm coming with you.
What for?
I was just very excited by the footage you brought back yesterday. I'm keen to see one of these sights for myself.
Oh, I don't see why not, as long as you pass the medical checks. But I should take that jacket off, or you'll be sweltering.
Rick, are you ready to go down yet?
Professor Summerfield just went down a minute ago. I'm still getting tight suited up.
Is he okay to go down?
Yep, can't wait.
Don't get too excited, fella. You use up all your oxygen. Sorry, boss, I got the prof on the line.
Rick?
Are you down?
Yeah. Are we definitely in the right place?
Yeah, why?
It's just that there's kind of nothing here.
Hang on. Sorry, just boarding the bell. Nothing there.
No, I mean, there's water and so on, obviously, but I can't see the site of major archaeological interest anywhere. What's it look like again?
A sculpture. It might be abstract, might be representative. Nobody was sure.
Yep, there's definitely nothing like that here.
Well, that's impossible.
Yes, I get that a lot. True, though. Come and see.
We're nearly there. But you go down first, mate.
Right.
Is that you?
Yeah. I see what you mean.
It was definitely here.
These were the coordinates I was given.
The report said it was over 12 metres tall and made of stone. Not the sort of thing that gets washed away in the tide.
It must have been stolen. We should
look what's going on here. I mean, what's really going on?
What do you mean?
Oh, I think you know. The ancient and alien tourist attractions that were nowhere to be seen when the company wanted to gut this planet out, but suddenly appear from nowhere when they want it to become a heritage resort.
I don't understand.
Come off it. That whole thing's fake. I bet your statue's bobbing around somewhere on the surface right now. Oh, I can't believe you thought I'd credit all this stuff. It's actually quite something.
I don't know anything about
Look, if you're going to have this argument, don't have it down here. It's not safe.
Yes. I'm sorry. Look, why don't we just go back...
I don't feel well.
I'll get the bell ready to take us back up.
How do you mean you don't feel well?
It's just... It's a sort of...
Rick!
What's he doing?
He just started bashing his own helmet with a rock. What do we do?
Help him inside the bell, quick.
Should we start CPR?
Get him ready. I'll bring this up. Call the doctor and Kerry.
Oh, God, his face is such a mess.
Why did he do it?
Oh, I don't know. Really, I don't know.
Oh, Kerry.
I came as fast as I could. Is he all right?
I'm sorry. He's dead.
Dead? What happened?
His visor broke.
You came out on this survey with faulty equipment. I'll see you never work
again.
There
was no problem with the equipment.
So what? You're blaming Tate?
He broke the visor himself. At some point he must have picked up a rocker, didn't see him do it, and he smashed the visor himself.
But why would he do that?
Because we're no wiser than you are. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to spend some time with my son.
Can I go out and play after tea?
Oh, I don't know, Peter. It's a bit...
Please? They're setting up a zero-G chamber in the main hall so we can play bulldog.
I'm not sure that... Come in!
Oh, you're eating. I'll leave you alone.
I'm finished.
No, you're not.
Now I am. Can I go?
Say please.
Please, can I go?
Yes, but wear a helmet. And don't play too rough.
Yes. I won't be back late.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's all right. I've been with him all afternoon. He was getting restless. I'd ask what you've been doing, but I think I can guess.
Oh, I haven't had that many.
I wouldn't blame you if you had. In fact, I might have one myself. Though the minibar does leave a lot to be desired.
Look, something about what happened to Tate bothered me.
Yes, me too. It's called watching someone die.
No, more than that. I was just sitting there in the bar, and about three drinks down, I started to think, I've seen that before.
What, like a premonition?
No. I saw someone else die like that. I was down diving with her, and she broke her own helmet.
Who was this?
Her name was Natalie. She was on my team at IMC. There were seven of us. Most of us had been on the team a few years, so you think you know people well enough. It happened on one of those last days doing the survey here, and it was just like what happened out there. We were working, I heard a noise. I turned around and she was drowning.
And you said the team just broke up after that?
Yeah, we finished the survey, three of us quit. I heard a couple of the others ask for transfers, but how did I forget that?
I don't know. When did you last remember, remembering it?
No idea. I was depressed for a while after I left. It was a voluntary redundancy and I just lived off the package for a few months. Didn't go out. Yeah, I didn't do much.
But then you just forgot.
Until today. The first time I've ever remembered more after a few drinks. Suppose it just took me a while to break through whatever it was made me forget.
Is there any reason someone might have wanted to cover it up?
It was nobody's fault. Just random. Like today. Oh, what's that?
Oh, that's my computer. It's been doing that for a couple of days. It's totally knackered, I think. That's why I haven't been able to run analysis on that water sample.
Greetings.
Although it's the first time it's done that, excuse me.
Greetings.
Hello?
Greetings from the government of Maximadeiris. We wish to open a peaceful dialogue with you.
The government? I thought this place was ruled by a planetary council.
Professor Summerfield, is Rick with you?
Yes.
Get down here, both of you.
Look, Kerry, we're very busy right now.
Tate's body's gone missing.
So what happened?
We were hoping you could tell us.
Why would we know anything about it?
Maybe you were afraid of what they'd find out in the post-mortem. About what really happened down there.
Oh, don't be stupid. We've got it on camera.
You could have doctored that.
So you're saying we killed him? What the hell would we have done that for?
Well, what the hell would he have killed himself for?
You'd only known him a few weeks. He might have had all kinds of stuff going on that you didn't know about.
He just didn't seem that sort.
And what about all the people who have been throwing themselves overboard? I wonder if they seemed that sort. This ship does have a remarkably high suicide rate, doesn't it? I'm not sure that...
Whoa! Oh, what was that?
We've stopped.
I'd guess if we stopped like that, it's probably not good.
We should get up on deck, see what's going on.
Wait!
What's the worst case scenario?
That we've hit something, the ship's beyond repair, and we're going to sink here 600 miles from the nearest land.
Oh, okay, I've had worse.
It's probably not that. It could just be an engine failure or, well, could it be anything else?
Hey, look, there's someone using the diving bell.
Oh, bloody is as well. Oi! Stop screwing around with that!
Sorry, no.
Rick, don't get any closer.
That isn't... Is it?
Tate?
His body used to be called that. Did you know it before?
What's he on about?
We watched him die. He is dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
So what are you now?
Part of something larger.
Tate? Is that you?
Don't get too close to him. Just because he's walking and talking doesn't make him any less dead.
What are you doing?
Stopping you.
Stopping us from what?
Oh, he's bringing up the bell.
Oh, God!
Who are they?
Some of them are the missing passengers. The ones they never found. I'm not so sure about the ones with all the flesh hanging off their faces.
What do they want?
To stop us, apparently.
Not if we stop them first.
Rick, get back!
Please feel free to keep punching him if you wish, Mr. Hurd. I assure you, we can take a great deal more of that than you can.
What now?
Legging it seems like a decent short-term idea.
We should get to the bridge, warn the crew.
If they don't already know.
Was there no room for any more?
No.
Oh, I was hoping we wouldn't have to make two trips.
The others should already be in place.
I'm sure they are doing well.
Wow!
kill her.
Oh, what was it?
Nasty. Really nasty. Yeah. They had one of the crew pinned to the floor. One of the creatures was, I don't know, drowning him.
Drowning?
Regurgitating water into his mouth.
Oh, how did they get there before us?
Back to the medical bay. Come on. See? The other bodies are gone.
Bloody hell.
Everyone who's drowned here, they're all coming back to life.
You mean like zombies?
Well, they do have a sort of zombie-ish quality. Hence my advice that you don't touch them.
You can't be serious.
Any alternative suggestions gratefully welcomed. Well, maybe you could run adventure holidays here. Zombie apocalypse tours.
The worse things are, the more sarcastic you get.
Brace yourself. I think there's a lot more on the way.
Well, they're out for us. We need to find a way of dealing with them. Are there any weapons aboard?
Not that I know of.
Oh. Let's just see if we can find someone to ask. Hello, security? Is there anybody...
Where is this? Help us, please!
Hello? Hello?
Try the engine room. If they get hold of that...
Right. Hello? Is anybody... Oh, God. The main hall. Peter! Peter, are you there? The main hall, where is it?
One floor down, in the middle of the ship. Why?
My son's in there. Oh, God, I hope...
Made it. Deadlock the door and seal it.
Oh, it's all dark.
The electrics are broken. I'll see if I can fix them.
Hello? Peter?
Please, don't hurt us.
No, don't worry. It's just my mum.
Peter, are you all right?
Yeah, sure. Have you seen the dead people walking around?
Yes, yes. Well, I'm glad you're safe. They're very dangerous.
It was all right. They tried to hurt us, but I took care of them.
What do you mean?
Okay, I think I've got them working.
Oh. Jesus.
Peter, did you do this?
Yes. He did.
We saw them outside going at the other passages and tried to barricade ourselves in here, but these three got through and came at us. They killed one of the supervisor people. I didn't really think. I just jumped at them, got my claws in. Look, this one was my friend Ash's mum.
Bloody hell, so you saved everyone?
You killed three of them. On your own?
Yeah. Well, they're a bit slow.
I'm glad you're all right. Rick, have you got your medical scanner?
Not on me. It's in my cabin, but it's not far. I'll go and get it.
Are you sure? They could be all over the ship by now.
You want to scan these bodies and see what happened to them, yeah?
Yes.
Well, that sounds like a very handy thing to do.
Well, why don't you take the boy?
What?
Well, he killed three of those things single-handed. Sounds sensible to me.
Yeah, all right.
Peter, no!
Rick stands a better chance out there with your boy helping him.
He's a child! I decide!
No, you don't. Come on, Mr. Hertz.
Peter!
I'd better go.
No, I'm going.
No point, Prof. I've got to go anyway.
He's right.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. It's totally against my nature. But if any harm comes to him, I'll most likely do several other things that are against my nature.
Don't go so fast.
Faster the better.
But we don't know what's...
Whoa!
Around the corner.
None of you will leave.
Peter, we should go back the other way.
Nah. Yes.
Peter, it isn't dead. Come away.
Oh, he's got my leg.
Don't worry. I'll get him. Peter, get behind me.
Nah, he's no problem. Yeah. You've got to go for the nervous system. Nothing else works.
Thanks, mate. I bet they take that dick chair out of my paycheck.
Look, here's your Mediscanner thing. Let's go.
Ooh, let me catch my breath first. You saw him off pretty quick.
Yeah.
Have you ever killed anyone before?
They're already dead, Mr. Hertz. They don't count.
But have you ever killed anyone?
I didn't mean to. I didn't want to. Someone else made me do it. It wasn't my fault.
Hey, calm down, Peter.
I don't know if Mum understands what happened. She never talked about it.
Have you talked to her?
Not much.
Come on. Let's get back up there.
We have no intent to play games. We intend that you shall all die. None of you are going to return to the land. Ever.
Well, that's refreshingly direct. A lot of people in that situation would beat about the bush, make us think we had something to hope for if we cooperated. But no, you have to respect that.
Do you?
Tilt your head back, the bleeding will stop in a minute.
And what if it doesn't?
Then you may be suffering from haemophilia, in which case it's a good job Rick's getting in the Mediscanner, isn't it? Oh, thank God.
We were fine.
Need to get another one on the way.
Oh, right.
Why are you patting me on the head?
I don't know. Rick, shall we take a look at these?
Yes. What happened to you?
She did.
There were 124 on this ship. How many are still alive?
Less than 80. They're hiding in rooms.
There's no hurry. They aren't going anywhere. We can take our time over this.
Getting anything?
It might be clearer if I scan all three bodies and cross-reference. You know, look for common factors. That's a remarkable boy you have there.
What do you do with a child who does that sort of thing?
Give him a break. He saved a few necks today. Though he said something to me upstairs. About killing someone before.
He did? Yes, Jason. Someone who'd been very important to me for a very long time.
Bloody hell.
I've got a fair idea how it happened. And I don't think it was his fault. I think he was very strongly influenced by someone else. But it's still worrying. Somewhere he added it himself to do that. I was never really sure he understood what he'd done.
I think he does.
Maybe. Probably all this instability is the last thing he needs. But we couldn't have stayed where we were.
Why? What happened?
A war. A couple of wars, actually. The place where I worked got caught in the middle of them. And my old boss decided that enough was enough. And he's taking rather alarming steps to ensure it doesn't happen again.
And you've fallen out with him?
He did some dreadful things. It was all turning rotten there. So I got out. The freelance life's not all it's cracked up to be, is it?
No, that's true.
I feel like I should go back and do something. Just don't know what. It's a loose end and I won't be satisfied until it's tied off.
Sometimes life's like that, though. You don't get to tie off all the loose ends. In fact, I sometimes think that if you tie something off, you leave it behind. Whereas a loose end stays with you. So that's what we're all made up of. All the loose ends we never got to tie off.
Gosh, that's very philosophical.
Prof, the greater part of my job involves staring at the sea. That'll make any bloke philosophical.
Well, show us what you got.
Look, at any time, the human body is host to all manner of living organisms. Lots of them are benign. Scanners like this filter them out and concentrate on the viruses and tapeworms and so on.
I really don't have enough conversations involving tapeworms.
Look at this. Major activity from something in there, something microscopic, infiltrating every bit of the body, including the brain.
Something controlling the bodies.
It's still trying. You can see motor functions that should have stopped by now. Somehow they've become filled with this thing.
Rick, all these people drowned.
What, so they've been filled with water?
The bioluminescence. They're microorganisms, aren't they?
And you think they could do this?
They're an alien life form. I've generally found it smart not to underestimate alien life forms.
But everyone on this planet drinks this water. If it survives the purification process, we could all have this stuff in us. Loads of it.
I'd say it's likely that we do. What if this stuff managed to get enough of a grip on some people to make them throw themselves overboard?
Why some people and not others?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it had something to do with how much water they drank. Kerry?
What is it?
Did Tate drink a lot of water?
What?
It's important, Kiri.
Well, it may be important, but seriously, if you were me, do you think you'd know the answer?
Probably not, but we're still asking anyway.
Well, he drank a lot of that disgusting tea. Even in the bar, he took some with him and asked for hot water.
In the bar? Was he a teetotaler?
Yes, he was.
Bloody hell, it's the booze!
It was in the bar I remembered about Natalie. Three drinks down. They made me forget.
Who made you forget?
The real inhabitants of this planet. Rick, you say whatever's in there is trying to keep motor functions going.
Yeah.
Have you got any hypos in that medical kit?
Yeah, lots. We use this stuff to combat decompression sickness. It's got to go straight into the bloodstream.
Empty one out. Keep scanning. Watch what happens. Anything happening?
I think... yeah. It's stopping.
What did you put into it?
Vodka. You'd be amazed how often it comes in useful.
It worked a treat.
Then I think it's time to hit the bar. Rick, see if you can find something to use as a blunt weapon. Kerry, stay here with the kids. Everyone, stay here!
Me too.
Especially you.
Some of the bodies are being incapacitated.
Yes. It will be interesting to find out how. There are some outside. Where are they heading? Everyone must be ready. We should make our move.
Damn zombies!
Dispatch them at once.
Well spoken, zombies.
Left or right?
Left. Hold the other one off!
Right. Done?
Yep, hold the other one.
Oh, are we clear?
Yes. Good thing, too. My flask's empty.
Oh, can I get you a drink?
You certainly can. Make it a large one.
So what do we do now?
We do what my mum said. I don't know why she won't just let me take them on. I can do it. I'm good at fighting.
Well, because she's your mum and she wants to keep you safe.
You think?
Yeah. In fact, I suggested we let you deal with those things, and she punched me in the face.
Did she? Brilliant.
Where's this water coming from?
Dunno. This isn't good, is it?
What now?
Now we wait.
For that?
No, not that.
Booker, or the other one?
The other one. I'm feeling sentimental.
Dispatch them!
Ready?
Yep.
Interesting. We honestly didn't think you'd work that out. And if you did, we didn't think you'd put it to any practical use.
I'm a very practical person. Lock the door, Rick.
Right.
I suppose you want to know who we are.
You're the things in the water.
Oh, gosh, you're well ahead. Why don't you tell us our plan?
You made people kill themselves and inhabited their bodies.
Yes.
Why?
We want you to go.
You could have just asked.
But would you have listened?
The doors are sealed. I can't get them open.
Where's it coming from?
The air conditioning, I think.
Call my mum. Get her to come here. She might know what to do.
I've tried. The communicators are dead.
Why do you want us to go?
When you first came here, we thought we could coexist. You on the land, us in the sea. Then we realized your intention to mine the sea.
But we weren't going to. There was nothing worth mining.
Or so we made you think. We remember you. We got inside your brain and your friends' brains, and we made you think there was nothing here.
And you killed Natalie.
Yes. We agree the death might just give it the extra impact, warn you off.
You killed someone for emphasis.
It wasn't a unanimous decision. Some of us felt it necessary. Our leaders are decadent and fearful and naive. They thought they could stop you polluting our water by putting up fake monuments. They thought you'd make an effort to preserve what was here.
Oh.
But what do? You plough this machine through our clear sea, dumping your effluent as you go. Coexistence was a laughable notion. Our leaders are not fit to make these decisions. We've now taken responsibility. Destroyed the monuments.
And who are you?
The silent majority. For years we've tolerated our government's incompetence and lack of courage in the face of the alien threat. We represent the true feelings of the populace.
So how many of you are part of this action?
Millions.
But there must be trillions and trillions of you.
When they see what we've done, they'll know we were right.
Why didn't you act before?
We were waiting for the right moment.
Or is it that your government would have stopped you? Rick, follow me.
What? Where?
Miss Lyle, where are you?
I'm here.
I can't keep my feet on the floor anymore.
Come across to me. I'll help you over to the far wall. Everyone, follow me over to the stage. We need to get higher up.
So, what are we doing here?
Greetings.
That's what we're doing here.
What?
The government of Maximadiris. Here, in this sample jar. They've been trying to talk to us.
Indeed. Our apologies for the delay. We didn't anticipate that it would take so long to find an effective method of communication.
You've been rewriting my computer, haven't you?
Rewriting it?
Oh yes, they're clever little chaps. I never unhooked them. They've been linked to it the whole time. Am I really speaking to the entire government?
No. We are 11,548 selected representatives of the government. There was a proposal that such a gesture of faith might be appreciated by the human settlers, and the motion was carried by a two-thirds majority.
Oh, this is my fault. They were trying to talk to me. I've just been ignoring them.
Yeah, I reckon history will forgive you if you can sort it out.
Yes. You haven't been in touch with your people, have you?
No. We can only communicate through water. We have been isolated ever since we allowed ourselves to be removed from the sea.
Then I've got some bad news for you, I'm afraid. I think that in your absence, a rogue faction is taking more severe action.
We apologize for them. The majority of us have favored covert coexistence with the humans, but certain of our number have advocated extreme methods.
Good grief, it's us who should be apologizing to you. We've run roughshod over this planet. We never even noticed you were here. Maybe we should have looked harder.
What, so suddenly my fault, is it?
You could at least apologize. We're all complicit in this.
Yeah. Sorry.
What is this rogue faction doing?
Trying to kill everyone on board this ship.
This is alarming news indeed.
Is there anything we can do?
There is. Return us to the sea and we will put this right.
You can do that?
Indeed.
There's a certain amount of hurry-up involved.
We understand. We advise you to return to this cabin afterwards and remain here.
Rick, can you make sure I've got some cover when I run out there?
Sure.
Okay, let's go. Are we clear?
No, it's you over there and they've seen it.
Back to the cabin then.
You sure?
Yeah, I think we've just got to trust them. Come on.
Oh, will it hold?
Hopefully.
What do you think's going
to
happen?
I've no idea. Why are you coming to me for the answers?
You seem to have more of them than anybody else.
Are we sinking?
Yeah. Without a doubt, yeah.
Will that door hold?
Oh, yeah. Totally watertight. If Peter's indoors, he'll be fine too.
Good grief. Peter!
What's happening?
I don't know. It feels like we're sinking.
Sinking?
I think so.
I'm scared, Miss Love.
I bet you're not as scared as I am.
Bet I am.
I bet you're not.
Summerfield!
Oh, hello.
What have you done?
I've told on you. Your government was trying to open a dialogue with us, but you took advantage of their absence to follow your own agenda, yes?
What have you done?
I bet you told your people that action needed to be taken. That you couldn't afford to wait to see whether we gave your representatives back.
Tell us what you've done!
I have returned them to the sea. They're taking whatever action they feel appropriate, I assume.
You haven't won. The silent majority can't be ignored forever!
Under now.
Bloody hell. Just think, they could have done this at any time.
No. You were right back there. They've been letting us live here. Tolerating us. Do you think most of them really think like that? You know, like what Tate said?
I doubt it. People who talk about silent majorities are usually on shaky ground. But it might be wise to factor in their opinions in future.
You're not wrong. Hey!
Oh.
Hey, we're going back up!
Peter?
Mum!
Oh, you're all wet. I thought all the doors had watertight seals.
They do, and they worked only too well.
Water started coming in from somewhere. I reckon the dead people did it. We couldn't get the doors unlocked. It all filled up and we nearly drowned. What happened?
Your mum saved us all?
Yeah, she does that.
What about Tate?
I'm sorry. But those responsible are going to face justice.
So, what now?
Well, I'm afraid the documentary, as we discussed it, isn't workable.
No, I gathered that.
Not that you shouldn't still make one. It's just... I think it's a microbiologist you want rather than an archaeologist.
What do you think, Rick?
Well, I'm game. But, Prof, are you sure you won't hang around? I could use some practical advice.
Well, someone needs to speak to your council and tell them to order in a large quantity of humble pie if they don't want a repeat of what happened here. And we need to make sure that nobody gets any ideas about mining that seabed. I don't think the Maximadirans will take too kindly to it.
Can't someone else do that? I mean, why is it your problem?
I once had a friend who took that attitude. Someone else would always have to do the clearing up. I always said I wouldn't be like that.
All right. But when you've done that, then can we do something cool?
I can't make any promises, but I'll do my best.